We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're up to the laws of the temple. We're up to the laws of the things that are prohibited from being brought on the altar. So we begin with the basic laws of sacrifices, that sacrifice has to be from an unblemished animal, an animal that is whole. And let's say an animal was designated for a korban and it becomes blemished, so then we redeem it. If we can't bring it as a sacrifice, so we exchange it either for a whole animal or for money. We are prohibited from designating even an animal that is blemished. Meaning, aside from the prohibition of sacrificing such an animal, there's also a prohibition not to designate such an animal to the temple. We have a prohibition from slaughtering. We have a prohibition from throwing the blood, sprinkling the blood on the altar of an animal that is blemished. And we have a prohibition of offering the innards, the meat of that animal on the altar. The Torah even prohibits a blemish that is passing, what's called a mum over, meaning let's say it has a blemish that's going to heal, but right now it has that blemish, so that too is prohibited from being brought as a sacrifice.
Right.
Yeah.
Once it heals, it could be right.
Yes, once it heals, it's fine. When a non-Jew offers a sacrifice, and the non-Jews were permitted to offer sacrifices in the temple, they too have limitations that they cannot bring a blemished animal as a sacrifice. Their limitations are different than ours. Their halachos aren't as strict as ours as far as what constitutes a blemish. We would have to check the animal for them, meaning they'd have to ask us.
Isn't there a story about like a really powerful gori who sent a gift and like a rasha, they cut like a little cut in its eye, so and he lied to the gori that he didn't want to accept the sacrifice, and that sounds very strict. Like it's a little thing that's almost unnoticeable.
When we learn it, we'll discuss it. There's a prohibition from imposing a blemish on an animal that was designated for sacrifice. And then we have the halachos of etnan u'mechil. Torah says an animal that was given as a gift to a prostitute is prohibited from being brought as a sacrifice. Mechir kelev, if an animal was given as payment for a dog, so that animal too is prohibited from being brought as a sacrifice. Special psukim that say, an animal that's given either as a gift to her or in exchange for a dog are prohibited. The Torah prohibits bringing on the altar any leaven, yeast, or dvash, or honey. All sacrifices are from animals that are at least 8 days old. The Torah prohibits bringing a sacrifice from an animal that's under 8 days old. We have a mitzvah that every sacrifice is supposed to receive salt, and we have a prohibition from withholding salt from any sacrifice. The Torah says, "Lo tashbit melech brit Elohecha." And this brings us to the conclusion of the laws of the prohibitions of the altar. We commemorate this today. We say our table that we eat on is like the altar. And in commemoration of the salting of the sacrifices, we salt our bread. When we sit down for a meal, we dip our bread in salt at the beginning of the Shabbos meal, right? We dip our bread. Commemoration of this, that just like every sacrifice requires salt, the salt represents a covenant, so too we with our bread, we dip our bread in salt when we eat it on Shabbos.